कुछ पाने की हो आस आस, कोई अरमा हो जो खास खास आशाएं, हर कोशिश में हो बार बार, करे दरियाओं को आर पार आशाएं, तूफानों को चीर के मंजिलों को छीन ले, आशाएं ले दिल की, उम्मीदें हंसे दिल की, अब मुश्किल नहीं कुछ भी, नहीं कुछ भी।
This is Kavita Chibba and I welcome you to the second in the series of my tribute to the legendary filmmaker Hrishikesh Mukherjee. Hrishikesh Mukherjee saw the film Iqbal 5 times in one sitting and requested a meeting with its director, Nagesh Kukunur. Rishida did not know that Nagesh had only two heroes, singer Kishore Kumar and Hrishikesh Mukherjee himself, and that Nagesh was not about to miss the opportunity to meet him. The meeting began a friendship between two kindred souls in more ways than one, and lasted till Rishida's death. Nagesh rarely does interviews, and long interviews are usually not his scene. He has not talked at length about Hrishikesh Mukherjee except for the one interview that he did 2 years ago with me. The reason for that is his desire to remain private about his relationship, and also perhaps because of the anger and sorrow he feels when he sees those who owed a great debt to the master ignore him when he was alive, but come out of the woodwork to talk to the media about him as soon as he passed away. Perhaps the media in India is also to blame. With scandals and superficial gossip and a constant race for TRPs replacing deep, insightful work, it is not surprising that great legends like Rishida, Bimal Roy, Satyajit Ray do not make it to front page news. Ironically, they are being constantly honored in the West. My conversation with Nagesh began with the mention of an observation director Karan Johar made in an interview we carried on our site recently. In it, Karan said you could see clones of, say, a Raj Kapoor or a Yash Chopra, but you never saw anyone daring to be a Hrishikesh Mukherjee, that he was a one-man army.
See, I have a slightly different take on that, and it's something I've said right from the very beginning. I always felt that Rishida never got his due, which is why he was never imitated. Imitation always comes from, it is a form of flattery. People look up and say, oh my God, he's such an amazing filmmaker. I want to be like him. No one ever says that about Rishida. No one ever says that about Rishida. And this is what I always say, that for a man who made so many great films, the film industry never looked at him as an amazing filmmaker. If that were true, you would have so much more about Rishida out there. You would have so many more Rishida wannabes. You'd have him, you know, be called an author, and, you know, just the way Raj Kapoor is called and all this. So I think he was largely dismissed. He was far, far, far too humble and genuinely humble. See, I also said this, that the humility of a person is easily exposed when you spend a lot of time with the person. Because, you know, as we always do, in any relationship, there is a period of fencing and we all put on our masks and all that good stuff. But the more we become friendly with a person, the more we trust them, you know, the guard is dropped, and then you start to see the real person. And a lot of times you make these observations going, you know, this person is not as humble as I thought he was and stuff like that. And genuinely, every time I started talking about Rishida's films to him, he would start dismissing it. He would talk about, would always say, let's talk about Bimal Roy's films. And to him, you know, filmmaking began and ended with Bimal Roy. Now, he never felt that he never got his due and stuff like that. He was immensely grateful for what happened to him. But, like, it's something that even the most intelligent of men and women don't ever grasp, that fame is, it is so fleeting, it's not funny. You're a king today, and you will be forgotten tomorrow. No matter how many times you're told this and you tell yourself that, when it first happens, it hits home really hard. And the worst thing to happen to a brilliant man like him is the fact that he was completely bed down. And the mind was alive and active, and it couldn't just grapple with the fact that, you know, everyone came, saw him, and then slowly over time, that number receded. So it was a different thing from not getting his due. Yes, people had forgotten him, like everyone else, but and it is heartbreaking when the best of friends do forget you a little prematurely, but no, he never felt that he never got his due. I always felt that, because the moment he dies, all these accolades come pouring out, and when he was alive, hell, you know, I would constantly want to list him in the top three or top five, but that never happened. And in my take, that was because people confused his quote-unquote simple films with simplistic films, and the two are completely different. It is so bloody difficult to make a simple film, because when you can distract the audience with a lot of gimmickry and, in our case, stunts and explosions and big songs and everything, it's so easy to disguise that as great filmmaking. But to tell a story in the milieu that you understand, the space that you understand, and still entertain an audience, now that takes up courage. And that's what he did.
तुम बिन जीवन कैसा जीवन, तुम बिन जीवन कैसा जीवन, फूल खिले तो दिल मुरझाए, फूल खिले तो दिल मुरझाए, आग लगे जब बरसे सावन, तुम बिन जीवन कैसा जीवन, तुम बिन जीवन.
Joy of filmmaking, a lot of times, I mean, people do it for different reasons, but is to actually see your characters come to life. When you go against the grain, and again, this is something that Rishita fondly told me every time. He said, I was the first person who decided to take a villain like Utpal Das and turn him into a, you know, comedic guy. And I told Utpal this the first time. Doesn't matter what, the audience won't accept me. And this joy of rewriting, recasting, I think is something he enjoyed immensely. And it's totally funny, because we would be chuckling like two little kids, because that's what I genuinely enjoy. I've always enjoyed, you know, rewriting someone's image, most recently being Aisha Dagan and John Abraham. And this is something that I get the greatest pleasure out, because you're taking all this baggage that a person has, removing it, and then putting them in this space that you've created. It's very exciting. No, I mean, this was something that Rishita did fabulously. Mm. And he was so very fond of Mr. Bachchan, and always kept looking to cast him in different ways. And I don't think wide variety that he's done in Rishita's movies he's ever done anywhere else.
Kya hua, Subir?
Uma ko gaate suna?
Haan, suna. Laakho mein ek hai.
Achha gaati na?
Bahut achha. Kaisi hai, Uma ji?
Bahut achhi.
Nahi, Chandru bhaiya, mujhe kuch pata nahi. Kaha gaye ho?
देखो सुबीर, मैं तुम्हारी दोस्त हूं, दोस्ती के सिवा मैं तुमसे और कुछ नहीं मांगती. मुझे बताओ प्लीज.
कुछ नहीं चित्रा, कुछ नहीं, सिर्फ एक बात समझ में आती है. पहले मैं अकेला था, और अब बिल्कुल.
अकेले तो हम सभी हैं सुबीर।
हाँ चित्रा, हम सब अकेले हैं, हम सब अकेले।
ये अकेलापन, ये तन्हाई हम खुद पैदा कर लेते हैं। छोटे छोटे अभिमान, छोटे छोटे अहम। अब तो मुझे अकेलापन प्यारा लगता है।
प्यारा?
हाँ। तन्हाई में मैं महसूस करती हूँ जिंदगी कितनी खूबसूरत है।
चित्रा, कभी ऐसा नहीं लगता कि लाइफ इज स्ट्रेंज? लाइफ
और मत पियो। जो कुछ भी हुआ मैं नहीं जानती, लेकिन सुबीर जो कुछ भी हुआ है उसे बर्दाश्त कर लो।
बर्दाश्त? तुम तो देवदास की चंद्रमुखी की तरह बातें कर रही हो चित्रा। कौन कम वक्त बर्दाश्त करने के लिए पीता है? मैं तो इसलिए पीता हूं कि होश में ना रहूं।
I then asked Nagesh to rate his top 5 Hrishikesh Mukherjee films.
This is something that I spent a lot of time debating in my own head. For example, Rishida himself was very fond of Anuradha, one of his favorite films. And, you know, I think it is a masterpiece of a movie. It's amazing that, you know, something as simple as that, that woman not be recognized for her role. Melodramatic. It's the same thing of me saying there are no villains, which is sort of a common running theme in his films and my films is what I own. He said that Anuradha was good. So I kept wondering what I would pick at the top five, and then eventually I said, you know what, I'm going to pick the top five of his that influenced me in my most influenceable, is the kind of words that the period of my life. You know, that's when the light bulb went off, and things like Anuradha and Anupama, Satyakam, I can appreciate now as an adult when I understand the subtleties and everything, and also my profession being the same, that you take on such challenging subjects. But I finally whittled it down to the ones that hit me the hardest when I saw them first, and I think which eventually influenced me in some form. My absolute favorite test of all of Rishida's films is Bavarchi, without a doubt, because I think it was the quintessential middle-class Indian family film. Mm-hmm. And it was a very utopian situation of how a middle-class family should be. So for me, for some reason, that film just strikes a chord. It's hard to explain why it hits home so perfectly. And again, no villains. Just when I first saw it, I was like, oh, wow. I mean, how is this even possible? Where's the conflict? And he does it so well. Mm-hmm. So, Bavarchi, number one.
वाह, चाय तो बड़ी मजेदार बनी। कौन सी पत्ती लाई?
वही जो रोज पीते हो।
सच कहूँ भाई, मुझे तो पहली बार पता चला कि चाय में खुशबू भी होती है।
जी हाँ, जैसे कि रोज आपको कमाई मिलता रहा है।
अरे भाई, मैं तुम्हें थोड़े ही कह रहा हूँ, मैं तो रघु से पहले जो रसोईया था उसे कह रहा हूँ, वरना तुम्हारे हाथों की चाय पी होती तो कयामत होती।
रघु भाई, तुम्हारा चाय का तो जवाब नहीं।
भैया जरा थाम के।
क्यों?
अभी कह देगा लिप्टन कंपनी में मिस्टर ब्रुक बॉन्ड के यहाँ काम करता था।
सच्ची बात तो यही है बाबू भैया, चाहे तो मिसेस डेंजोंग फॉर रेशन भवन टी सेंटर चर्च के बॉम्बे नंबर 1 से मिलकर या खत लिखकर पूछ लीजिएगा कि चाय बनानी मैंने उन्हीं से सीखी है। दार्जिलिंग की है।
कौन, चाय या मिसेस डेंजोंग पा?
दोनों। कृष्णा बहन, बड़ी माँ छोटी माँ को चाय दीजिए।
नहीं, हम बाद में पिए।
बाद में क्यों भाजी, अभी क्यों नहीं सबके साथ? कितना अच्छा लगता कि सब घर वाले एक साथ बैठे, एक साथ खाए, एक साथ पिए, एक साथ बातें करें।
ये जो छोटी छोटी बातें हैं ना माँ जी, ऐसा लगता है इसका कोई मतलब नहीं, लेकिन देखा जाए तो कितने माने रखती हैं। ऐसे लगता है सब मिलकर एक ही जिंदगी जी रहे हैं।
रघु, तुम तो पिछले जन्म में बहुत बड़े ध्यानी ज्ञानी रहे होगे।
पिछले जन्म में क्यों भैया, क्या इस जन्म में बहुत बुद्धू लगता हूँ?
अरे नहीं, ऐसी कोई बात नहीं, मुझे और एक कप चाय पिला दो रघु।
नहीं नहीं, और चाय नहीं मिलेगी, खाना खाके स्कूल जाना ना। चलिए चलिए, सब लोग उठिए। बड़े भैया, आप सबसे बड़े हैं, बाथरूम आप पहले जाइए।
सुना, सीखो।
छोटी, जल्दी से चाय पी ले, बर्तन साफ कर ले।
माँ जी, आप क्यों बर्तन साफ करेंगी?
मैं कर देता हूँ।
नहीं नहीं, वो तुम क्यों करोगे? वो तुम्हारा काम नहीं।
माँ जी, अपना काम तो सभी करते हैं, लेकिन दूसरों का काम करने में जो सुख मिलता है वो आप नहीं जानती। मेरे काम की तो तनख्वाह मिल जाएगी, यहाँ काम किया वहाँ तनख्वाह मिल गई, लिया दिया बराबर। लेकिन माँ जी, पुण्य की कमाई वो है जो दूसरों को सुख दे के मिले, उसका कोई मोल नहीं। माँ जी, अगर आप मुझे डबल तनख्वाह भी देंगे ना, तो मैं वो पुण्य बेचने वाला नहीं हूँ। हाँ,
नंबर टू, नमक हराम। I just can't get enough of this. Again, you know, what friendship should be. Two actors at the peak of their game. You got just amazing performances out of them. And just the fact that, you know, friendship was always over the top in Desi films. How you could still... Yeah, in the beginning when they see each other after a long time, it's kind of, you know, what we see in films. But as the movie progresses, you realize that this is one of the special friendships.
Mm.
And it finally falls apart. Oh, man. Oh, what a tone the film finishes on. Such a beautifully directed film with such amazing music. Wow.
मैं शायर बदनाम हो मैं चला, मैं चला महफिल से नाकाम हो मैं चला,
मालूम था, है ना डॉक्टर साहब? वाह वाह, मरते मरते चेला गुरु को जीना सिखा गया। दुख अपने लिए रख, आनंद सबके लिए। वाह वाह डॉक्टर साहब, मैं एक बार उससे मिल सकता हूं ना?
आनंद,
गुरुदेव
क्यों बेटा, हमसे पहले ही एक सीट ले रहे हो?
बड़े चालाक हो मियाँ, और खुद तो बड़े हाल से तालियां ले गए, और हमारी बार क्या खाली कुर्सियां बजेंगी?
क्या करूं गुरुदेव, मेरे तो डायलॉग ही खत्म हो गए, वरना मैं तुम्हें भी खा जाता।
लगी शर्त? अच्छा, तो ऊपर ही होगा मुकाबला। चल के बसाओ अपना आनंद तो, और एक अच्छी सी ड्रामा टोली तैयार करो, हम भी आ रहे हैं। यहाँ से कोई एक्ट्रेस वेक्ट्रेस चाहिए तो बता दो, साथ ही लेता आऊंगा।
चाहिए तो सही गुरुदेव, लेकिन अभी नहीं, मुझे अभी गुजराती सीखने में काफी वक्त लगेगा।
आनंद, आनंद अच्छा मैं चलता हूँ, चले फिर आऊंगा मिलने।
कहाँ?
यहीं मिलूंगा जयचंद, इतनी जल्दी पर्दा नहीं गिरने दूंगा, इतनी जल्दी पर्दा नहीं गिरने दूंगा।
साहब, अल्लाह करे ये शर्त रघु का काजी जाए, ये शर्त रघु का काजी जाए डॉक्टर साहब।
Then the fourth is Bemisal. Again, for me, this is one of those films that, I mean, talk about relationships. It's very hard, and I do not know of many Hindi films where two guys and a woman existed, and they just had this perfect relationship where it didn't always end with both of them vying for her love and then she picking one and the other going for a toss. Instead, I mean, things like this happen in real life. I know people like this where a couple of guys were in love with the same girl and she chose one of them and the other guy hurt for a little while and then went back to being normal friends and have had lasting relationships the rest of their life. So this does happen. Take it in a cinematic context and deal with it so well. Wow.
You know, बाद में अमेरिका जा रहा हूँ higher studies के लिए. मैं चाहता हूँ कि जाने से पहले शादी हो जाए. इस तरह अचानक ये बात छेड़ दी, शायद आपको अजीब लग रहा हो, लेकिन मैं आपके मन की बात जानता हूँ. आप हाँ कर दीजिए तो आपके पिताजी से बात करूँ.
लेकिन
कुछ नहीं, इतना तो मैं कह ही सकता हूँ कि आप किसी नालायक के हाथ में नहीं पड़ेंगी. सुधीर जैसा पति, सुधीर जैसा दोस्त किस्मत वालों को ही मिलता है. वो खरा सोना है कविता जी, बिल्कुल खरा सोना.
कठोर मैं, हाँ जी, मैं क्या खा के कठोर बनूंगा? कठोर तो है आप
है?
और नहीं तो क्या? एक बेचारा आपके प्यार में डूबा हुआ है और आपको फिक्र नहीं है उसके बारे में. सुनिए कविता जी, आप मुझे साफ साफ बता दीजिए, आप शादी करने के लिए तैयार हैं या नहीं? देखिए, ऐसा लड़का आपको कहाँ मिलेगा? डॉक्टर है, न शराब पीता है, न सिगरेट पीता है, बाप का इकलौता बेटा है, अमेरिका जा रहा है स्पेशलिस्ट बनने के लिए.
आप किसके बारे में बात कर रहे हैं?
प्रशांत के बारे में, और किसके बारे में? अब देखिए, विदेश जा रहा है पढ़ने लिखने, आपके विरह में कहीं वो इम्तिहान में लटक गया तो?
अजीब लोग हैं आप दोनों. आज आप उनकी सिफारिश कर रहे हैं और कल वो आपकी कर रहे थे.
मेरी सिफारिश? अच्छा अच्छा अच्छा, समझ गया. अपनी शादी की बात करने की हिम्मत नहीं पड़ी होगी उल्लू की, इसलिए मेरे बारे में शुरू हो गया. लेकिन मैडम, प्रशांत को अच्छी तरह मालूम है कि ऑन मेडिकल ग्राउंड्स मैं शादी नहीं कर. मेरा एक बड़ा भाई है जो पागल है. और भी एक बात है जो मैं सिर्फ आपसे कह रहा हूं, मेरा एक लड़की के साथ बहुत पुराना चक्कर है.
और भी कोई राज है आपकी जिंदगी में?
जी हाँ, पुलिस की पुरानी फाइलों में आज भी मेरा नाम आपको मिल जाएगा. क्रिमिनल बैकग्राउंड है मेरा. सुनना चाहेंगे? सुन सकेंगे? सुन लीजिए कविता जी, किसी से कह नहीं सका हूं ना, इसलिए मन भरा हुआ है. कह दूंगा तो शायद हल्का हो जाए.
कह दीजिए.
तो बाहर चलिए, कहानी बहुत बड़ी है, ये कमरा छोटा पड़ जाएगा.
Rishika came into my life very late and it wasn't until I started interacting with him that I realized that we had so many things in common. And you have to understand that I didn't always look at films and say, you know, I want to be a filmmaker. That's the kind of film I want to do. I just loved films, dreamt of doing something with films all my life. Mm. And then finally, when the moment came, I went for it. Mm. So I didn't have the quote-unquote standard education that a lot of people do. And when I say education, I don't mean in a university, but the drive, the trust that people have to become filmmakers. It was just this mad love for films. So when I started making films, and I had made several, and I started talking to Rishika, I was like, oh my God, that's the same thing. About observing human nature and stuff like that, I had no clue. I always thought that I was a very poor observer, if you will, of human nature. Except when I started writing my scripts, I would just consciously or unconsciously just draw upon people all around, all the time. And it was someone else who pointed out, saying, man, I guess you observe human nature very well, and I swear to you, I'm not a people watcher, I'm not one of these things, but somewhere I guess I was just recording these little incidents and just milking them for all they were worth and putting them in the scripts. When I watched Rishida's films, I was like, wow. The only thing that I can tangibly remember, I was trying to figure out why I loved Rishida's movies so much back then when I first watched them. And the answer that I can give today was I always went into Rishida's films saying, you know what? I'm just going to come out with a nice feeling. It doesn't matter what the movie is. With this filmmaker, I'm safe. I'm going to go into the theater, and I'm just going to come out with a nice feeling. There's not going to be any ugh. Even right down to Miri, when they finally board the plane and leave, you're not left with a sense of despair or anything like that. In fact, it is hope. So it's things like that I do remember from way back then. I think that was the strongest impact, that I was entertained, but I just came up with a very good feeling. Film number 5, honestly, it's a toss-up between Chupke Chupke and Abhiman. And I almost want to lean towards Chupke Chupke. Reason being, one of the theories that I have, which is not horribly unique, is that any filmmaker who makes comedies is never ever respected as a good filmmaker. That is universal. Just make this amazing film about a paraplegic, make a film about war and about someone standing up for their rights and all that, and you will go into the annals of great filmmaking. Make comedies and you will be relegated to, oh, he was a good filmmaker, and that's that. So maybe just on that note, I should say Chupke Chupke, and there's no need for me to analyze this film because one watch is enough. I mean, there's so many amazing funny moments, so many beautifully romantic moments. Just a wonderful film.
आज बाल बाल बच गए. जेम बहुत बड़ा एक्सीडेंट करने वाला था.
हाय राम, उसे आहिस्ता चलाने के लिए क्यों नहीं कहते? देखिए, वो अपना प्यारे है ना, बहुत अच्छा ड्राइवर है. ब्रेक पर पैर रखने की भी जरूरत नहीं पड़ती उसे. कल से उसे ही ले जाइएगा.
क्या कहा है वो?
थोड़ी देर की छुट्टी ली है. कह रहा था अंग्रेजी की किताब लानी है.
मर गए. वो तुम्हारे में कैसे आया है, तुम्हें सिखाओ उसे.
पंडित मुझे नहीं, आप को समझता है प्यारे.
सुम्मी, उसे प्यारे प्यारे कहकर मत पुकारा कर, लगता है मेरा बच्चा कट गया. कौन?
हम फिर से आ सकते हैं साहेब?
आओ आओ.
हम तो लुट गए, बर्बाद हो गए साहेब.
अरे क्या हुआ?
ये देखिए, 4 रुपए खर्च करके अंग्रेजी की पुस्तक लाई. सोचा था आपके चरणों में बैठकर ज्ञान प्राप्त करें,
परंतु ये भाषा तो बहुत ही छल करती है.
एनओ नो, ये एनओ डब्ल्यू भी नो. ताया के लिए भी अंकल, चाचा के लिए भी अंकल, मामा के लिए भी अंकल. ये उचित तो नहीं है साहब. आगे देखिए, तू के लिए भी यू, तुम के लिए भी यू, आप के लिए भी यू. छोटे बड़े में कोई अंतर ही नहीं.
अंग्रेजी में ऐसा क्यों होता है?
प्यारे मोहन
जी साहब,
मैं दफ्तर से अभी अभी आया हूँ, थका हुआ हूँ और सर में दर्द भी हो रहा है. मैं जरा विश्राम कर लूँ.
हाँ साहब, अवश्य विश्राम कीजिए. साहब एक तुच्छ प्रश्न है.
क्या?
ये अंग्रेजी में निमोनिया पी से, मेरा मतलब पा से शुरू होता है.
हाँ.
ऐसे ही थाइसिस भी पी से आरंभ होता है.
हाँ.
तो फिर इसे परिमोनिया और थाइसिस क्यों नहीं कहते?
आप विश्राम कीजिए सर,
बाद में जाया
कर दीजिए.
बाद में
बेवकूफी है. भाई निमोनिया और थाइसिस पी से क्यों शुरू होते हैं मुझे क्या मालूम. मैं अंग्रेजी भाषा का जम जाता हूँ क्या?
देखो जी,
मुझे वही चलेगा ड्राइवर. क्या नाम है उसका? हाँ, जेम भी चलेगा, ये नहीं चलेगा. ये तो मुझे पागल कर देगा. जेम एक्सीडेंट करता है तो कर ले दो.
रशीदा स्ट्रेंथ वॉज हिज मिडिल क्लासनेस. दैट वॉज वॉट ही स्पोक अबाउट, दैट्स वॉट ही रोट अबाउट, दैट्स वॉट ही डायरेक्टेड. दैट हैज disappeared from our films. Forget you're trying to even find a filmmaker who is telling that story, but that has disappeared from our films. Films get there. Very little off. Oh, that happens in my backyard. Hell, I can relate to that, you know. So there are very, very, very few people who are making films about just simple middle-class people, which is what Rishika did. So, you know, the media is out there to draw parallels and pull people and stuff like that. The wacky comedies that he dealt with later in life, even at the core of those are middle-class people. So that was what his strength was, middle-class relationships, the setting in the... I mean, it's something that he knew well, and that's something he told me about a million times. He said, that's all I knew. I only made films about that.
I finally asked Nagesh to pick his top five favorite Hrishikesh Mukherjee songs.
Okay. Borai Gaya Andhiyara, like I said, how do you capture the entire essence of the film in a single song? That's it, spot on. I mean, that song I have watched a couple of hundred times and I can never tire. Just the way he, you know, how it all pieces together and, oh, man. And finishes off with that nice flurry of all the women joining in and doing that little dance number. And, oh, too perfect.
Borai gaya andhiyara, borai gaya andhiyara, sare jag mein hua ujiyara, naache jhume ye man mat vara, borai gaya andhiyara, gaya andhiyara, gaya andhiyara.
Ye Jalte Hain, again, a song that encapsulates a whole film. Emotion, friendship, this, and it's beautifully picturized. I think that had a lot to do with my liking this song too. I think when it first sort of struck me. Because Hindi film music is very hard to isolate the song from the images. I just love that.
दिए जलते हैं फूल खिलते हैं दिए जलते हैं फूल खिलते हैं बड़ी मुश्किल से मगर दुनिया में दोस्त मिलते हैं दिए जलते हैं
It was one of those songs I remember way back in college when I fell in love with it. It was self-pity in a different way. And I remember that instead of someone sitting and weeping about it, it was kind of getting even for being screwed by someone you liked. Perfect duet. How much love.
तेरे मेरे मिलन की ये रहना हो तेरे मेरे मिलन की ये रहना नया कोई गुल खिलाएगी नया कोई गुल खिलाएगी तभी तो चंचल है तेरे नैना देखो ना देखो ना तेरे मेरे मिलन की ये रहना
This is Kavita Chibba thanking Nagesh Kukunur for taking the time to talk to me. I will be back again in a few days with another interview to pay tribute to Hrishikesh Mukherjee.